Wow. I have not been in this church since graduation Sunday in 2018, when they gave me a beautiful gift of a commentary that has carried me through the last 2.5 years of seminary. So again, I thank you. It definitely helped in preaching class, which, yes, I've taken. And just a heads up, my professor did not love prescriptive sermons. So, you know, I need Jesus. You need Jesus. We need more faith. So here's to hoping it doesn't spread too far. Would y'all join me in prayer? Lord, I thank you that we are able to gather together to worship, even if it is online. Where there are two or more gathered, it is worship. I pray that you guide us in these troubled times. Help us see you while we're waiting, and do not miss your daily beauty and opportunities. Move me aside and help me to be your microphone. Amen. What is it? What is it? The Israelites said, looking at the bread that they had been complaining for, yearning for. All right, so the journey out of enslavement from Egypt to the Promised Land did not have a pretty itinerary, if it had an itinerary at all. They didn't expect to be hungry in the wilderness. They expected a pretty trip with Moses and this God that he had been talking to. Said we should have just stayed in Egypt. Yeah, we would have been, you know, enslaved and hurting, but we would have been well fed. And it is so easy to hear this narrative, to read this story and think, why didn't they just have a little more faith? Just wait a little bit longer. See what God will do with that time in the wilderness. He's going to bless you eventually. Gah. We so often think like the Israelites. What are you waiting on today? Because we are always waiting on something, no matter how big, no matter how small. Are we being as faithful as Moses, looking up to God, looking up to that cloud? Or are we being like the Israelites in the wilderness, wondering, where is God? Why is he not giving us what we want now? God's itinerary for our lives looks a lot different than what we have planned for our lives. Like his itinerary for the Israelites looked a lot different than what they had in mind. We are all waiting for something in the wilderness. But what are we doing while we're waiting? All right, I asked some people when I wrote this, what are you waiting on? And I'm going to go ahead and thank all doctors, all medical personnel. However, waiting is hard, and the answer I heard the most was, I hate waiting in the doctor's office. All right, you get there, you know, 15 minutes early, fill out that paperwork, and you have your fingers crossed that they might be a little ahead of time. You can scoot out a little earlier than you expected. And again, thank you, medical personnel, but it's always 10, 15 minutes behind. So you have plenty of time, you know, 30 minutes to flip through the old Southern Living magazine or to pick out your favorite fish in the fish tank. Right now, one of the most obvious things that we are waiting on healing from is COVID. We are ready to be able to drive up to CVS to stick your arm out that window, get a quick vaccine, and throw the masks away. I remember when this pandemic began in March, thinking, oh, this is going to be over by July. We have all been waiting during this. We've all been cooped up at some point. Whether you're waiting in a small apartment in a big city trying to finish school online, you could be trying to work from home with a screaming toddler in the background. Could be working from home with a spouse who has quirks that you just now picked up on. And please remember, if you are working from home online, mute Zoom. They can hear you. I've thought more than once, where is God? When is this going to end? Because we have got normal lives to get back to. Sound like an Israelite? Sound like an Israelite stuck in the wilderness. Where is this God that Moses promised us would take care of us? Because we've got a promised land to get to. When we're waiting, it is like being in that wilderness. You are stuck in between something. We went from daily, fast-paced lives to making sure you have hand sanitizer, because the free stuff is typically a little gross, making sure you have a mask in every single bag, and you have a backup in your car. You could be waiting to hear back from a job interview. You could be waiting for that next paycheck, waiting to find the perfect partner, waiting on a doctor's phone call. But in all types of waiting, God is working. We just have to open our eyes a little bit wider. A couple of my hardest years of my journey was spent at Auburn in this church, 2014 to 2018. It is a home to me, and this congregation loved me through some of the roughest spots in my testimony. I've had epilepsy for about 9.5 years now. Tried a lot of treatments, medicines, surgeries, and still waiting on something for healing. But as I tell this, do not pity me. I'm not telling it for pity. If you want to do something, pray. It's just a great example of wasting time waiting. Writing this made me think, okay, so what have I been doing for these 9.5 years? Oh, I've prayed, but I've prayed that God would speed things up a little bit. I'm getting sick of this. I'd like to be able to drive. I've pouted. I've said, God, I went to church on Wednesdays. I go to church on Sundays. And even in college, I went to church on Tuesday nights. Where is my healing? But God has been raining quail, sprouting bread during these 9.5 years. And I almost missed it a couple times. I had the opportunity to help a young girl who had Crohn's disease and trusted me to talk to mentor, because I'd been through some stuff. At Emory in 2019, I had surgery and got to know the patients on my hallway. I still keep up with one who said, wait, you went to all 4 years of college? I said, yeah. She's like, and you're in church school? I was like, absolutely. And I swear, not being able to drive is not the end of the world. But I've often wondered what my life would look like without epilepsy and without this waiting on healing. I would be in sports writing rather than in seminary. My undergrad is in journalism, because I did not plan seminary to be on my itinerary. But God had me working and waiting. He was using my testimony to guide me to ministry, to soften my heart, to strengthen my faith, and to realize that I like helping people. I tried to ignore it for probably a year, but being a lay worship leader here, my first semester senior year was the final straw. I finally said, all right, God, let's talk about it. Sat in Reverend Tripp's office for a good 20 minutes, rambled because I was confused and I was scared. This was not what I had planned. And I will never forget the quote after I asked, okay, is this actually God working, or did I make this up? He said, if it's hanging over your head for the next month or two, you can't ignore it, it's God working. So I finally picked up that piece of sourdough, that is seminary, that God dropped in my lap while I was waiting. 9.5 years, he has not wasted one moment. Yes, I feel stuck in the wilderness sometimes. Look up and pray, because there is a piece of quail that will drop in your lap. Right, so I asked people what they were waiting on. People around my age, so we're at mid-20s, said a job I don't hate, a little more money, or a boyfriend and an engagement ring. People a little bit older than me said retirement, less back pain, and my child to get off my payroll. While we're waiting on that promotion, what are we doing? While we are waiting on retirement, what are we doing with that time? It is so tempting to just complain. If you're wishing and waiting to get out of a job so much, you might miss a friendship or a relationship that God drops in your lap. I almost missed one at Emory. Counting down to retirement, you might miss helping the scared new employee who does not know what they are doing. It's easy to complain while we're waiting. Should have used that 30 minutes in the doctor's office to pray for that person. That's on the end of the list, and I always forget. Don't waste that time. Let's have faith like Moses. Look up to the Lord. Look up to the cloud. It will be raining quail, and the ground will be sprouting bread. Just open our eyes. Again, the most obvious example of waiting right now is for this pandemic to end. We did not expect it to last this long. We did not expect it to be on our itinerary. Going to embarrass my mother for a moment. She is the missions minister at my church back in Dalton. And every year, there is an annual Christmas toy drive. You actually drop it off at the homes. Can't do that this year. Instead, they had a pickup. Set it up in front of the church. You can drive by. You got your bucket of toys for people who needed them and could not buy them for their kids. And a couple warm meals. That served twice as many people as it did dropping it off in 2019. That is not wasting, waiting on this pandemic to end. That is picking up that piece of bread. That is realizing God drops opportunities in our laps when we think we are in the wilderness and we are stuck. God gives opportunities while we're tapping our toes. If you're quarantined and stuck inside, call that cousin you haven't talked to in a year and a half. When I had my internship canceled this summer, had nothing to do in Atlanta, stuck in that little apartment, finally started writing the devotional I've been trying to ignore, God calling me to write, because I had the time. We are in a chaotic time of waiting, but Moses made it clear that God has compassion all the time. What is it? The Israelites said, waiting in that wilderness. Don't waste the time we have been given, the opportunities we have been given while we're waiting. Let's not be afraid to pick up that piece of bread, because when you break it in half, you will find an opportunity and a blessing from the Lord. Amen.